The following podcast is brought to you by the Communication and Media Studies Department at Dominican University of California. Welcome to Eat Your Greens, the podcast, a show about how eating a plant-based diet can save the world. Here's your host, longtime vegan, Erin Bostrom. All right. Hello, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of Eat Your Greens, the podcast. It is me, your host, Erin. Thank you so much for joining me back for another episode. Sorry, that was weird. This week's episode is going to be a little bit different than the previous episodes. I feel like I say that every week. sorry. I feel like personally, I've spent a lot of time talking about relationships with food and how vegan diets, my vegan diet has helped me heal my personal relationship with my body. And I think that it's time to maybe have a little shift back to the focus of this podcast originally, which was food. I just want to make sure that there is something for everyone. And if that type of conversation is not something you're comfortable with, I want to make sure that there's an episode that you are. So yeah, that's what today's episode is going to be about. So before I get into that, what today's episode is going to be, I did just do an interview for my friend Emma's podcast, Cancer Culture. You can find it on this Penguin Radio website, same one that you have found this podcast on. She is awesome, super informative, super fun to listen to, all around an excellent podcast. And I definitely recommend after this, you guys go check that one out. Yeah, so let's get right into this week's episode. It is titled Big City Eats, and I'm going to talk about some of the best vegan spots that I have personally been to in various cities around the United States, more so my favorite cities around the United States, which does sound like there's going to be a lot, but unfortunately in my vegan journey, I actually haven't been to that many different cities. I went to a lot of cities before I was vegan, so these are just ones that I've hit while I have been on this vegan journey. So let's start local with San Francisco. Now, I know that I have talked about some other, sorry for that weird gap, some other local eats that I really like in the Marin County, Northern California and Southern California. Actually, not Southern California, Northern California and in South Bay, like San Jose area. But I'm going to be talking about some different restaurants in San Francisco specifically. The first one is, I will say, my absolute favorite restaurant of all time, vegan or not. This place is incredible. This restaurant is located in Fort Mason in San Francisco. It is called Greens. It is an all-vegetarian menu, and almost every single item on their menu can be made vegan. I would say that there's usually a pizza that they won't make vegan, and I think that's because they don't want to sacrifice the flavor profile that they've created with the cheese, with a vegan cheese, so they just keep the dairy cheese, but it is all vegetarian. This place is definitely a little bit more on the fancy side. Jeans and a t-shirt is like totally acceptable to wear there, so I wouldn't say it's like a dress up fancy, black tie fancy or anything, but it's excellent for like a date night, anniversary, birthday. I went there for my 21st birthday. They have an excellent wine and beer selection and also a pretty fun cocktail list. When I was there, I got a strawberry mimosa, which if you guys wouldn't know this, you have no way to know this, I freaking love mimosas. Call me basic, say what you will. I'm a vegan, but I do brunch, man. my absolute favorite food to get there, their menu is rotating, but what I have gotten there in the past, one thing that's always there, they're seeded rolls with olive oil or butter. They have butter for the vegetarian option and olive oil for the vegan option. Incredible. They are so good. The next is my favorite dish that I've ever had, maybe ever, but definitely in the last year, is a green curry with jasmine rice and vegetables. Incredible. So good. If you like green curry, you'll like this. Even if you've never had it before, try it. Any pasta dish that they're currently offering. On my 21st birthday, I got house-made pasta with a cashew cream sauce. Literally, literally so good. How many times can I say literally in this video? In this episode. And lastly, if you're going to get one thing from this restaurant, it's the cardamom cake. It is their dessert. They're one of their vegan desserts that they offer. So, so good. It's ridiculous. I could eat that every day for the rest of my life and wouldn't get sick of it. So, okay, so that's greens. Second place, Gracias Madre is in the Mission. It is an all plant-based and vegan Mexican restaurant, and they specialize in sustainable dining, which is super awesome. This place is a casual sit-down restaurant with awesome appetizers, mains, and a really fun brunch on the weekend, like I just said. Who would have thought? Full circle. I like brunch, and this place has a really freaking amazing brunch. And they offer great cocktails, beers, wine. I'm also a bit of a alcoholic beverage connoisseur. I feel like I shouldn't have started that sentence with alcoholic. I'm not an alcoholic. I just am a connoisseur of alcoholic beverages. I like them. I feel like that's so questionable. I'm keeping it though, because I do think it's funny. Okay. My personal favorite things off the menus are these little gordita appetizers, which are, I don't even know what they are. They're freaking incredible though. I definitely recommend trying them. Enchiladas, to literally die for, best sauce you'll ever have. And the passion fruit margarita. If you know me, like I was saying about mimosas, margaritas are my next favorite cocktail ever. I love, especially a frozen marg. This is not frozen, but it's so good. And passion fruit's one of my favorite fruits. So the third and final restaurant in San Francisco is called Wild Seed. This is a super nice restaurant. Super nice is dramatic, but it's a very nice restaurant with a rotating menu. So I can't give my recommendations, but when I ate there, I got a pasta dish that was house-made pasta with a roasted red pepper sauce, as well as a local beer on draft, which is my favorite way to have beer. It was so good. My friends and I that I went with, we ordered every single dessert because we couldn't make up our minds, and they were all so good. It was such a fun night. The restaurant itself is super cute. I would absolutely go there on a date or for a celebration anniversary, like I said, for the Greens restaurant. Definitely different, more upbeat, more hipster kind of vibes, but it's still, then Greens is what I was gonna say, but still super fun, super nice. I really, really, really liked it. So moving on to the good old tried and true New York City. I've actually been to one exclusively vegan restaurant in New York City, which was called Peace Food. Personally, I wish I spent more time in New York City, but this is definitely my favorite vegan spot that I went to when I was there. It's a super cool, casual place with awesome decor, and they specialize in vegan comfort food, which is a theme you're gonna see throughout the rest of this episode. My favorite thing that I got was a mushroom panini with a side of french fries and an iced mint tea. Delicious. So good. When I was in New York, I went there 3 times. That's how good it was. We were there for a week, but still. For me, it's like, if I want to go back to a place, you know it's good, because like, I love food and I love eating, and I don't want to, you know, have something that I'm not going to enjoy. All right, next city is bringing it back to the Bay with Berkeley. Now, Berkeley has so many vegan gems that I have yet to explore. So if you are from the Bay Area, from Berkeley, and you know of more restaurants, in the Berkeley area, DM me on Instagram. I would love to try them. My food Instagram is EYG_vegan_grub, EYG, eat your greens. So yeah, please DM me your recommendations on there. I would absolutely love to try and review them. But I have 2 places in Berkeley that I really like. One, I've definitely talked about on the show before, because there's also a location in San Jose. I was trying to do like independent restaurants, not like chains, but this one I will make an exception for because it is owned by the same family. The Happy Hooligans. This is the perfect place for a quick meal, and they specialize in vegan comfort food as well. My favorite thing to get there is the vegan breakfast burrito. Before I was vegan, breakfast burritos were like my absolute favorite food. So finding something that is a close replica is incredible. It has tater tots in it, in the burrito. So freaking good. And the Reuben sandwich, quote unquote Reuben sandwich with fries. So good. They also have Italian sodas that are made to order in-house with house-made syrups that are really, really tasty. Second spot in Berkeley is called The Butcher's Son. This is actually a restaurant that my friend showed me. I had never, ever been to it before or even heard about it. And it is so good. It's another vegan comfort food place, but it's really outstanding. When I went there, I've tried a bunch of things on their menu, and my absolute favorite is their take on a chopped cheese, which is a New York style kind of deli burger with onion peppers, lots of vegan cheese, and it's served on a Dutch crunch roll with a side of fries. Ah, it's so good. It's freaking incredible. How many times can I say that? If you DM me on Instagram, tell me how many times I said freaking incredible, you win a prize. I don't know what. The last city we're going to be talking about is one of my favorite cities of all time, which is Austin, Texas. Now, I am not a fan of Texas at all, but Austin, that place is a gem, man. That is a diamond in the rough. It is the best place ever. So my favorite restaurant there is Bolden Creek Cafe. It is a funky Austin gem with lots of unique vegan food options and awesome ambiance. This place is killer. My order is always been this. It will never be anything else. It's the sweet potato tamales with rice and beans. Everything is really good, but that is exquisite. I highly recommend trying this place out if you're going to try any of the places out that I've talked about, especially if you, I mean, I only if you find yourself in the Austin area. Even my mom and my sister, who aren't vegan, love this place. My sister lived in Austin. She went there for college. So I spent a lot of time getting to explore food down there. And if there's one thing Austin has, it's amazing food. So definitely, and vegan and non-vegan, I have definitely eaten at tons of restaurants that are not vegan in Austin that have vegan options or have awesome vegetarian options. So Austin is a place of good food and good music and good times. Lastly, one of the most fun places that I've been is called The Beer Plant. It's also in Austin. It's a vegan pub. My absolute favorite items off of this menu are the loaded fries to start. How can you go to a pub and not have loaded fries? And then the Nashville hot and crispy quote unquote chicken sandwich, which is really cool because they use an oyster mushroom as a fried chicken replacement, and then it has that Nashville hot and spicy sauce on it. Pickles. If you don't like pickles, learn to like pickles, because this sandwich is not complete without pickles. It's so good. Of course, with this amazing sandwich, you also get fries. You can never have too many fries. You can always pick like a healthier side, or like onion rings. Healthier side, onion rings. I love onion rings. But yeah, and then I always like to pair it with the beer of your choice. My personal favorite when I go to this place is an Austin Beer Works Pearl Snap. This is a local beer to Austin. I love local beers, love local anything. And it's a light lager. I'm a light lager type of lady. I'm not into IPAs, but it's actually a really good beer. And it goes great with the ambiance. It's like you gotta have a beer at a pub, you know? Anyway, those are my places. Those are my, I would say, like top restaurants that I've been to in the US. I can obviously go on more and more with different places that I've tried, but I just wanted to give you like the highlight reels. I kind of want to maybe do an episode where I talk about places to maybe that don't live up to the hype, but I don't know if that's something that people would be interested in listening to where not to go, but I think it could be funny. Anywho, thank you guys so much for joining me this week. I hope you enjoyed this episode, and I look forward to having you back next week. We're going to have a special interview with my vegan friend, Emma, who I actually was on her podcast. That's the one I talked about at the beginning of this episode. So it's very exciting. I'm super excited to have her on here. So yeah, that's it. Sorry, I was going to say without further ado, but we're going nowhere. We're just wrapping up. So thank you guys for listening. I will see y'all next week. Like I said before, thank you for listening to this week's episode of Eat Your Greens, the podcast. I hope you enjoyed, and until next week, remember to eat your greens. If you can't get enough vegan recipes and recommendations, be sure to follow my foodie Instagram at @EYG_vegangrub for more. This podcast has been created in the Communication and Media Studies Department at Dominican University of California and is intended for the private, non-commercial use of our audience. You can find this and other student podcasts at our Penguin Radio website, radio.dominican.edu.